eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease and a whole lot of love, you transform 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. LED headlights, spoilers, whatever you need. eBay Motors has it at affordable prices. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride every time. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
The Car Pro Show is the home of straight talk and honest answers about everything automotive. And Jerry Reynolds, the Car Pro, is here to help you. He was in the car business for over 35 years and won USA Today's Dealer of the Year award twice. So it's not like he's some knucklehead. Radio Hall of Famer Kevin McCarthy is his sidekick, also not a knucklehead. So knuckle down and enjoy the Car Pro Show.
Thank you for joining us. This is the Car Pro Show, and we are coming to you on this last weekend of the month of January. Yep, it's almost over. But if you're new to the show, I'll always tell you that the end of the month will save you money if you're in the market for a vehicle. Dealers push harder at the end of the month. The incentives go up at the end of the month, if there are any. So a lot of things going on. You know, when you owned car dealerships like I did for years, you really, as the owner, you push your people hard not to pass on any business if there's any way to make it work. That means putting a little more money in your trade-in to make the numbers work. It means picking up the phone and calling your lenders and say, hey, I've got a good customer here. I need a better interest rate. You know, whatever it takes. So if you're going to do something, let's say in 2 weeks, I would suggest that you move that timeline up to now and do something before the end of the month. And, you know, the 31st is what day? Tuesday.
Yeah.
So the dealers will push right up till the last car is sold on Tuesday. Then the incentives will change again. We don't know if they're going to be better or worse. I don't see them getting better. They could drop a little bit. It looked to me like, and I've been doing this for 35 years or more. I don't know how much more. I don't want to know. But it looked to me like the automakers, after all they've been through the last 2 years, really wanted to start January off on the right foot. And so they, you know, they're building cars as fast as they can based on the number of chips that they've got. They threw the incentives out there. Just a lot of stuff going on. So if you're in the market, go to carpro.com, our website, click on buy a car, and then find your car pro recommended. I forget what the exact words is. You'll see it there.
Car pro specialist.
Yeah, whatever.
Whatever.
Put your zip code in, the kind of what make car you're interested in, pull our dealers up, email them. That's the process. And you'll have a great time and save some money. Kevin McCarthy, my trusty sidekick, is here.
Well, one of the headlines in the newsletter this week was not really a shocker. Car buying satisfaction falls in 2022.
Yeah.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Cars hard to get. Cars are expensive.
There's no incentives.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's put this in perspective. In 2020, 72% of buyers were highly satisfied with the process. 7 out of 10.
Right.
Last year, it was only 62% that were highly satisfied.
Right.
Yeah. So 6 out of 10, 7 out of 10. I think the consumer has been almost as resilient as the dealers have.
They have. And, you know, we saw a shift to ordering the car that you want. And those people seemed to really be happy, the ones that ordered.
Well, when you get over the idea that you're going to have to wait, you know, that you can't just go see the car, buy it that day, you know, then I guess time flies.
It does. I've ordered a good number of cars in my lifetime, and you know, you carry on about your daily life and you forget about it. Next thing you know, you're getting the phone call. Hey, your car's here. And then you get all excited all over again.
Great.
Yeah. It's kind of cool. But it right now is a good time. We'll see what February holds. I look at the incentives at the beginning of every month. I can tell you, if you got a trade in right now, those values are still sky high. And even though cars are up, if you've got a nice trade in, the amount that it's up is a lot greater than the amount a new car has gone up in price. And that's a fact. If you don't have a trade,
too bad.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Let's talk to Judy, and she's calling from San Antonio. Judy, welcome.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. I got three quick, short questions for you.
All right.
One of them, I'm looking for a used car under $30,000. I've been looking at the Camrys and the Accords, but last night when I was looking up some websites on the Camry, they're talking about having a battery problem and or a mysterious electrical problem. So that's question number one. Question number two, is a good time to buy a used car between 20 to 22 years, the 20 year 2020? And I forgot what my third question was. Oh, should I buy a different car? Should I buy a different car between the Toyota or the Camry?
Judy, I really haven't heard about any kind of recurring issues with a Camry. It's been the number one selling car in America for 15 straight years, and the reason for that is people buy them again and again and again, and the reason for that is because they're so good. You can make the same case for the Honda. And I'm sure if you've listened here any amount of time at all, you've heard me say before, I pay no attention to online stuff when it comes to cars. There's no way to verify it. You don't know if it's, you know, a Honda salesman that's bored sitting there writing bad things about the Camry. There's no way to verify it. If it were a huge problem, Toyota would have corrected it. There would have been recalls. Toyota doesn't mess around. If they have a problem, they fix it. I would not hesitate to get a Camry. I recommend the Camry literally every single day.
Jerry, in all the years we've been doing this show, I don't recall you or a listener ever talking about a systemic problem with a Camry.
No, it doesn't happen. And with Toyota in general, they're just that good. As far as timing goes, used cars are sky high right now. If you can wait, then I would. I think by summer, prices will fall down. But right now, a new one is about as cheap as a used one.
Okay.
And I do have two good Toyota dealers there if you want to price a new one. They're really taking good care of my listeners. But, you know, if you got to have a used car, you got to have a car. I mean, I get that. But if you have the option to wait, then I would let prices come down some. Just this week, watching the auction, I said this on the Dallas show this morning, Camrys and Corollas were bringing way over what they were supposed to. And I mean way over. So if you can wait. If you got to have a car, go to carpro.com.
If you wait too long to trade, you lose. Find out if now is the right time for you. Call Jerry Reynolds, the Car Pro. 1-800-926-7777.
You know, Jerry, when I was looking at the list from Edmunds about their top-rated vehicles of 2023... they gave their first ever Best of the Best award to the new Ford Lightning. I went, okay, but, you know, it's been around for a while. But when I saw the picture in the newsletter, of the frunk opened up with a lot of gear inside it and a tent attached to the back. I went, I want one. I mean, that's just an amazing, I mean, if I had one of those, it would probably take me almost the life of the vehicle to figure out all the things it could do.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah, I enjoyed the Lightning. I really did. You know, I've got a review up on it at carpro.com. Just put Lightning in that search box. It'll pull up. It was a very enjoyable truck. There's no doubt about it. You know, the range wasn't, and this is not Ford's fault. It's just electrics. I have yet to get the range out of an electric car that it says I'll get.
Mm-hmm.
And weather is a major factor in that.
Yeah. Especially weather like Wisconsin, Michigan, some.
Yeah.
You know,
oh, yeah.
Ohio.
Cold really, really zaps range. I've got a line open, which is rare, 800-926-7777. And next up, we go to Ann in Medina, Ohio. Ann, what you doing?
Good afternoon. We love your show.
Oh, thank you so much.
My husband and I love it, and we love you both.
Well, you're very kind.
Well, thank you.
We appreciate it. We bought a GMC Terrain new in 2015. We have 210,000 miles on it. So that's been without anything other than regular maintenance. No money invested on our part. But now we're getting close.
Yeah.
We are not interested in another one because my 6 foot, 190-pound husband finds it very uncomfortable. And the interior noise is just a constant and difficulty. So we've been looking at the Explorer because we've heard you talk about how much you like it, Jerry. And the difference between the Platinum and the XLT, we were wondering from the standpoint of comfort and interior, what do you think?
Well, the Platinum's going to give you a nicer interior. You're going to get more wood grain. Functionally, they're going to be about the same. And Ford does an amazing job with interior quietness. So y'all are going to be real happy with that. Here's the question. Do you need a third row seat?
No.
I'd probably tell you to look at the Edge then.
Okay.
Very similar characteristics to the Explorer, but without the third row seat. A lot of cargo area in the back. I can't tell you how many times I've recommended the Edge and people just love it. The quality's good. Now, I will tell you that the Edge is going away. It's been replaced by something else after this year. That doesn't present a problem at all, especially as many miles as you guys drive. And they tend to be real good buys right now. Ford's laying the incentives on the Edge because it's going away, and everybody knows that. So they're real, you know, they have to entice you in the Texas market. You can get $3,000 cash back plus 2.9 interest for 60 months. And that's the best SUV incentive anywhere on the market. And it's a great vehicle. You know, sometimes you worry about resale value. But if you're going to keep this one as long as you kept the Chevy, that's not an issue in the least. Just get one, drive it, and enjoy it. And I promise you, he will be comfortable in the Edge. It's got a lot of headroom.
Oh, we appreciate this advice as we do all the time. We're hooked on the show. Thank you.
Well,
so much.
Let me give you one more little piece of advice. Talk to my friends at Mike Bass Ford. They're in Sheffield Village. Mike and I go way, way back. He is a great guy. And if you'll go through my website and email them, tell them you're looking at a new Ford Edge, ask them what the incentives are there. You'll have a fantastic experience. Well, let me put it this way. I knew Jim Bass, Mike's father, years ago. And he's the same guy. Nice, nice, nice folks. Thank you so much for the kind words. I appreciate them. And thank you guys for listening to the show. I absolutely love the people in Cleveland. best doggone remote we ever did in our life was in Cleveland. Just because everybody was so nice and supportive and everybody came by to say hi.
And warm.
Yes. Oh, yes. And warm in January.
Yeah.
Some people buy a car because they like the color. Others, smart people, call the car pro Jerry Reynolds first. Here's the number, 1-800-926-7777.
Tiffany in Los Angeles. How can I help you, Tiffany?
Hi, Jerry. Hi, Kevin. I've been listening to you guys on it whenever I can get up early enough on the radio for the longest time ever. So I have a question for Jerry. It's that I'm driving a 2001 Nissan Sentra stick shift, and it's got 162,000 on it. And I recently had to get the suspension systems redone. Potholes.
Yeah.
That cost me $4,000 right there. So I'm pretty much at the stage of thinking if I have to upgrade, what would be your best recommendation? I like my stick shift. I like the size of the Nissan Sentra. It fits me. I'm short. And I'm pretty much a no frills kind of girl. So what would be your best suggestion?
I would tell you to look at a Mazda 3. It's a great car. Mazda. You can get a stick shift with it. Probably the most fun to drive small car I've ever been in.
Mm-hmm.
Are you sure you're not ready to make that transition to an automatic transmission?
I've driven my parents, my mom's Prius. It's one of the older, it's like a mid-10 model hybrid Prius.
Yeah.
And that one's obviously automatic. I like the feel of being able to control my momentum with a stick shift. It's just my logic is that with automatic, makes you a little lazy. With a stick shift, it's forcing you to focus a little more, pay more attention.
Yeah, it's harder to text and drive with a stick shift, that's for sure. I've noticed through the years that people in high traffic areas tend to, at some point, want to drop that stick shift and get an automatic. But look, don't let me talk you out of it. If you like a stick shift, the Mazda 3, I promise you if you'll drive one, you'll fall in love with it. And I've got some good Mazda dealers in Southern California at carpro.com. Take advantage of the deals that are out there right now. You may have to wait a little while. Dealers, when cars are short in supply, like they have been, they only stock what sells quickly, and that's not a standard transmission. But I'm sure they could get you one. Tiffany, thanks for listening. Thanks for calling.
If you buy a new car without taking a really thorough test drive, you're making a huge mistake. The car pro, Jerry Reynolds, can tell you why at 1-800-926-7777.
Thanks for joining us on the Car Pro Show. Kevin McCarthy, Jerry Reynolds, the Car Pro. We normally chit-chat a little bit at the bottom of the hour, but Jerry just informed me that he has more callers than he's going to be able to get to by the end of the show. So
no,
I'm going to
that's not true. We're going to make it. We're going to make it.
You're going to make it if I shut
you
up.
You just got to shut up.
Okay.
Let's see if you can do it. Cora in Los Angeles. So far, so good. Cora, welcome. What can I do for you?
Well, thank you for taking my call. You both have been so great, and I think there is nothing about cars that you guys don't know.
Oh, and, there probably is. I don't get stumped often, but it does happen.
Yes.
So what are you thinking about doing?
Letter. I really enjoyed it.
Thank you.
My son has been driving a 1999 Toyota RAV4. And it's over 250,000 miles. So now he has saved up enough money to put a down payment, and he wants a VW Golf R. And I don't know anything about the car, but he really likes it. So I just kind of want to know, I don't think it will be long-lasting like the Toyota. but is it a decent car? He wants a manual transmission also.
Yeah. And how old is your son?
In his late 20s.
Okay. It's a very fun car to drive. It's fast. It's got 315 or 20 horses, six-speed manuals, all-wheel drive, so the traction is really good. You know, quality-wise, VW is never going to be as good as a Toyota, but you know, a Toyota doesn't make anything like this. I mean, there's really what I call hot hatches, hot hatchback cars. You got the Volkswagen Golf R, which I have reviewed, and you've got the Subaru WRX. For me, I think the Subaru's a better car than the Volkswagen. But, you know, it kind of depends on how long he's going to keep the car. If he's going to, you know, keep it to 100,000 miles, the Volkswagen is going to make him a great car. And he won't have any trouble unless he over hot rods it, okay? Which is easy to do with that car. It's fast, and it feels even faster than it is. So I hope he's responsible. I hope he's good about doing his maintenance and that sort of thing. Mm-hmm. If he wants a Golf R and he's not planning to keep it, you know, to 200,000 miles, I think he'll be fine.
Oh, okay. Okay, that's good. Now, and also, it's so hard to come by. The dealers, like, they sold them out, like, in 2 days.
Yeah.
Once they get a car.
They're very popular.
And, yeah, I don't know much about cars, so I was just like, wow. But anyways, we did go to one of your VIP dealers, and of course, there's an additional charges nowadays that they can tag on whatever they want. And I'm just surprised at how much they can tag on. Like, I asked one of them, and they were like over $10,000 more. And so they found another one.
It's supply and demand, Cora. I mean, that's all it is. And when a car is very short, it's like Corvettes. I mean, Corvettes bring $30,000 over sticker at the dealer auction.
Not, oh my goodness.
Yeah. I mean, Suburbans and Escalades bring $25,000 to $30,000 over window sticker used. So it's just, you know, it's just the times we're in right now. I think it'll all change, but I don't think it's going to change anytime real soon. So I hope it works out for him, and I know he'll love the car. If he's already got his eye on that one, he's going to absolutely love it. Everybody I've ever talked to that's had one thought it was fantastic. Thank you for the kind words, sweetheart. Thank you for listening to the show. And we're going to go now to Houston and talk to John. John, what's up?
Hey, good to hear you guys.
Thank you, sir.
I've got a 2003 GMC 4x4, 1500 heavy duty, 6-liter. And I'm towing a Winnebago 28-foot with it, and it works great when it's flat. But you get into the mountains, and it just drives you crazy. You have no power. I'm looking at upgrading to a used, like, F-250 diesel 4x4.
Yeah.
And just want your opinion on that. What do you recommend rear axle-wise, diesel versus gas, that whole thing?
Well, I'd go with the diesel. And there's a lot of reasons. One is the longevity of the engine itself, but the pulling power. How much does your trailer weigh?
10,400 is the GW.
Okay. Then you don't have to worry about rear axle ratios. That any of them is going to do a amazing job pulling your trailer, especially in the mountains. And the 6.7 Power Stroke has been just an amazing engine since it came out in 2011. So we've got now well over 10 years of history. It's been a great one. I think it's probably as good an engine as the old 7.3 liter diesel was. And that was, at that time, That was one of the best engines ever made. So you're going to be, you'll be fine. You know, finding a used one right now that's not just a ton of money, because the new ones are so short in supply, but it can be done. If you will talk to Jorge Lopez at Tomball Ford, tell him I sent you. If he doesn't have something right now that'll work for you, he'll get something in, and he'll call you and let you know, and you can go down and look at it. I think that's a good choice. I'd definitely go diesel. I'd go four-wheel drive if it were me. It just does a better job towing, and it's good for resale also. And then whatever else comes with it. Again, at that weight, you do not have to, you know, I typically say get a 355, get a 331, get a 373 rear axle ratio. With as much truck as that is, and as much torque and power as that 6.7 has, it don't matter which rear end you get, just whatever it's got.
Okay, I was thinking of like renting one for a couple weeks just to try it.
Yeah, if you can find one. Their rentals are they're pretty scarce right now, in especially in heavy duty trucks, because again, there's none of them out there to speak of. They use a lot more chips than most vehicles do, so they haven't been building as many, not near. But you know, if you can find one to rent, do it, because it'll sell you on the truck, especially if you tow it into the mountains, because that's when that diesel really shines. It just doesn't pull down. The pure raw torque, I mean, horsepower is one thing, but in a diesel, it's the torque that really matters. And the Ford's got over 900 pound-feet of torque. And, dude, there ain't nothing will slow it down. You can pull it up Pikes Peak if you want to. Talk to Jorge. He's a great guy. Tell him I sent you. He may have a used one there that'll work for you. If not, he'll find one. And you'll love talking to Jorge. He's a great guy. Thanks for the call.
Every case is different when it comes to buying or leasing a new vehicle. Get advice you can count on from Jerry Reynolds, the Car Pro, at 1-800-926-7777.
This is the Car Pro Show, and the newsletter we talk about all the time is free, no ads, no strings attached. And it's terrific, but it's pretty straightforward. If you'd like to have a little twisted take on the automotive world, check out our Facebook page. Just click the Facebook logo at the bottom of carpro.com.
And if you would like to get yourself an auto heat shield, which is a wonderful product, all you have to do is enter Pro 15 at checkout for a 15% discount. And that is going away after the end of January. So there you go.
And you can win one if you can correctly identify this week's Classic Car of the Weekend on our Facebook page.
Yep, there you go. And let's talk to Dennis in Stockdale, Texas. Dennis, welcome.
Hey, how are y'all doing?
How you doing? Good, pal. What's up?
I wanted to ask you a question, really two questions. Last year, I bought a Chevrolet Colorado. I really wanted a ZR2, but when I was looking at the gas mileage, it was showing it best was probably about 18. So I went ahead and ordered a Z71 instead, figuring based on my research I was doing, it should get better gas mileage anywhere between, you know, closer to 20 or 23. Well, it's not doing any better than the ZR2 would have. And so I just wondered if I didn't do good research on that. And the other reason I took it versus a Toyota Tacoma, it had the 8-speed. And, you know, I figured I'd give the Chevrolet a try.
I actually like the Colorado.
Is that mileage indicative of four-wheel drive? You're probably not going to get much better than 18, maybe 20 if you really stay around 65.
Let me ask you this. How many miles do you have on the truck?
About 3,000.
Okay. That's part of your problem. The mileage will not max out until about 7,500 miles, and I can assure you it will improve. It'll get better. It takes time for the car to learn your driving habits and the computers to get themselves set to maximize your style of driving. That's why it's important to drive a car like you'd normally drive it from the beginning. Some people want to drive it very gingerly for the first, 1,000 miles or whatever. That's a mistake. Drive it the way you're going to drive it and let it adjust itself. This will get better. The four-wheel drive's going to cut down on it for sure. But your driving habits are going to have as much to do with this as anything. If you like taking off fast, fast stops and fast starts are a killer. And then when you get out on the highway, you're going to lose about 30% for every 10 miles an hour over 60 that you go. You're going to lose 30% of your fuel economy. So there's a lot of variables here, but one of the big ones is right now, don't draw any conclusions until that truck gets to about 7,500 miles, and keep a good running log of it, and you'll see it when it starts to get better. You'll be able to identify it.
Okay, and the new ones, are they? I feel that their durability and so on is improved over the past. So I made that choice. Hopefully, not hindsight being.
You did fine. The Colorado's always been a good truck. Going way back, I don't know of any problems with them whatsoever, and I've enjoyed every one of them that I've reviewed. But quality wise, it's there, man. You got no worries, and don't worry about your fuel economy just yet. It may be it's just a little bit too soon. I do appreciate the phone call. I hope you enjoy your truck. Always let me know if I can help you.
You can't get good advice from someone who doesn't really have a lot of experience. That's why you need to call the Car Pro Jerry Reynolds before you get your next vehicle. 1-800-926-7777.
And Bob in Seal Beach, California, you've got the last word, my friend. What can I do for you?
Well, I'm a compact sedan driver for many years, and I like them, but I'm sick of these CVT transmissions, so I was wondering who makes a compact sedan or a compact hatchback with a old-fashioned 6-speed automatic. I know Mazda's 3 is one. Are there any more?
Yeah, your Kias and Hyundais are, I believe they're 8-speed automatics. You might be right. That's it could be 6, but they're conventional.
I don't care whether it's 6 or 8.
They're conventional transmissions. They don't use CVTs at all, where just about everybody else does.
That was Hyundai and Kia?
Hyundai and Kia. I'd look at an Optima. I'd look on the Kia side. I'd look at, unless you want an SUV, and same with SUVs, the Sportage.
No, I don't want an SUV. Okay. Just a sedan or a compact.
I'd look at a Kia Optima or a Hyundai Sonata, which is a very nice car, actually. It's a little bigger than compact, but it rides and drives good. And, of course, with both those cars, you get a 10-year, 100,000-mile warranty, which is really nice.
How does the Mazda 3 ride by comparison?
I like Mazda. I like what they're doing. It's a little sportier ride than some people like. Just because that's the nature of their suspension system. But personally, I like it. I like the way they handle. They're quiet inside. The interiors, Mazda's interior, I'd put up against just about anybody out there. They've really concentrated on that, and they've done a good job with it.
Are you going to review the new 23 Mazda 3? Sometime?
I'm sure we'll get it. I don't know when yet, Bob. But unfortunately, we are out of time. I've got great dealers at carpro.com.
If you think you want a hybrid or maybe an electric, call the CarPro Jerry Reynolds first. He'll help you decide. 1-800-926-7777.
Price drop? Time to shop. Get to a Nordstrom Rack store today for first dibs on new markdowns. Now score even more, up to 70% off brands everyone loves at Nordstrom Rack. Denim, dresses, sneakers, tops, and more. Plus, get genius deals on jackets, sweaters, and boots for the whole family. Shop your Nordstrom Rack store today and save up to 70% with new markdowns. But hurry, deals this great won't last.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.